There's been a lot of good economic news in the last few weeks. On Friday, the Labor Department reported that the number of jobs increased by nearly 300,000 over the last 3 months. Even so, experts are divided over the future. Bill Gross, founder of PIMCO Funds in Newport Beach, California, is skeptical about the economy's long-term prospects. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Bank One in Chicago, is more optimistic. She says the new report about jobs exceeded expectations.
The good news is, yes, jobs are finally coming back. The bad news is, of course, we're still not in manufacturing, but I think we're well on our way to getting to where we need to be.
You know, I think that's true. I think we are obviously in a recovery, a pretty strong one. It's not jobs-based, however. You know, we're not adding jobs in the manufacturing area. It's primarily in services. And the reason for that primarily is that China appears to be taking all of the manufacturing jobs away. So the future of the jobs recovery will be a rather anemic one as long as China continues to outcompete its U.S. competitors.
I think take issue with that. The issue on China is one of the most misunderstood issues. In fact, a recent study by the Federal Reserve in Chicago has actually noted that increased opportunities in China help to keep manufacturing stronger than it otherwise would have been in the industrial Midwest, one of the hardest hit manufacturing regions in the country. So if it had not been for some of the demand coming out of China in terms of new plant and equipment, our manufacturers would have had an even harder time.
Mr. Gross, are you just not optimistic about the direction the economy is headed?
The fact is that this recovery is founded on artificial stimulation. We have a surplus moving from $200 billion to a $500 billion deficit. We have enormous amounts of tax cuts primarily flowing into the hands of the rich. We have interest rates down at 1% on the part of the Federal Reserve, stimulating massive amounts of refinancings in terms of mortgages and a bubble in terms of housing. Ultimately, when the injection of this stimulus wears off, we're going to see an economy that moves lower, not necessarily a recession, but certainly anemic growth, and that ultimately means a slow level of jobs growth.
Ms. Swonk, you've been pretty optimistic about the economy for some time now. Are you concerned that the stock market could get overvalued again?
I'm very concerned about it. And the points that Bill makes, I don't take issue with. I'm very concerned about deficits. And I've argued I wasn't sure we needed the deficit spending in the way we did. And I certainly wasn't in favor of the magnitude and the composition of the tax cuts. But I think it's important to understand that I'm not talking about an economy that was good. I'm talking an economy that's getting better. And it is getting better. And to deny that is sort of denying the facts.
We're moving into the holiday shopping season. At the rate people have been spending money, wouldn't you figure it would be a good one?
We think it will be. You know, when you have a 7% economy in the third quarter and probably in the fourth quarter something of the order of 4 to 5%, it's going to be a good Christmas season. My problem is simply that this injection of stimulus, whether it's a budget deficit or tax cuts or 1% interest rates, ultimately begins to wear off. And so, 2004, I think Diane is suggesting somewhat the same.
A good holiday shopping season, Ms. Swonk?
We certainly are going to have a very good holiday shopping season. That's already in the bag, as Bill laid out. I mean, you don't need much from here to get very good gains from a year ago, and certainly more than double the pace of the last couple of years. We've already seen bookings for the holiday season way up from the last 2 years, and I agree entirely with Bill in terms of being concerned, and I wish more policymakers would take heed from Mr. Greenspan and say, listen, worry about budgets, and getting them to think about that on both sides of the aisle in an election year is near impossible.
So you think the economy will be a plus for the president in his reelection campaign?
Minimal and neutral, probably a plus. His major issue will be Iraq, and I think a lot of money is being spent over there as well to try to quiet down that situation, at least temporarily for the elections. But I do think the economy is moving in a direction that's much more favorable, and let's face it, this was by plan, by design. The tax cuts were designed to be front-loaded to give as much growth as we could right now, and now if they don't sunset these clauses on tax cuts, which I don't expect they will become the largest tax cuts in history.
Mr. Gross, you think the economy would be a good issue for the president?
No, I don't think so, because I think the Democrats will rightly focus on not the economy, but the jobs market. The Clinton phrase of it's the economy stupid will probably be replaced with it's jobs stupid. And unless we see an unemployment rate that dips significantly below 6%, I think they have an issue. You know, there are lots of people that have been laid off, and ultimately at the margin, I guess, and we're talking about the marginal voter, the independent voter that swings one way or the other, I think that can become a significant issue for the Democrats. In addition, the geopolitical environment is going to be one that is a little more delicate for Democrats to use, but you know, the combination, I think, presents a potential, at least, for a close election.
Bill Gross is the founder of PIMCO Funds in Newport Beach, California, and Diane Swank is the chief economist at Bank One in Chicago.